I'd like you to meet Mr. Truffle Pants. He's 7 feet tall, purple, and I'm the only one who can hear him when he talks. Oh, did I mention he's imaginary? Having an imaginary friend is not a sign that a child is lonely or experiencing emotional difficulty. In fact, researchers at the British Psychological Society say these friends provide a healthy outlet for children. They present an opportunity to be creative and socialize with little risk. New research suggests that children with imaginary friends may grow up to be better equipped for social interactions than children who do not invent playmates. The reason is that children with pretend friends practice private speech, the quiet whispers and mutterings that some children make while playing. Essentially, children are practicing their social and conversational skills with their pretend friends. Imaginary friends may take the form of a person, an animal, or some combination of the two. Children might have a make-believe companion for a day. Other such companions stick around for more than a year. Your invisible house guest is a creature of your child's imagination, shaped in part by your reaction to the phenomenon. More information is available at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org or download our app for iPhone and Android. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.